heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you to not only defend the historic Christian faith, but become an apprentice of Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, go to equip.org. To ask Hank a question on air, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always great to be in studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live. When you dial 888-ASK-HANK, that translates to 888-275-4265. If you are not currently subscribing to the Christian Research Journal, you can remedy that woeful situation by going to the web. Again, equip.org, cover story of the current edition of the Christian Research Journal has to do with Left Behind, from its root to its ripened fruit. Left Behind is all over the news today, in part because of the Hollywood version of Left Behind, now in movie theaters. I was in L.A. last weekend doing a funeral, the funeral of my good friend Gretchen Pasentino, and I read the L.A. Times article titled "Hollywood Gets Caught Up in the Rapture." The subtitle, "In Anxious Times, Both Faith-Based and Secular Shows Seem to Find Solace in the End of Days." The article goes on to say, for those who think that God is going to call believers to meet him in the air before unleashing 7 years of darkness, fire and brimstone, and as Bill Murray so eloquently put it in Ghostbusters, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria, the idea of the rapture, well, it offers chicken soup for the soul. You'll be safe in heaven watching while those left behind are forced to choose whether to get the mark of the beast tattooed on their forehead or on their hand. The article goes on to say that the rapture genres trade on fear, and fear can be an effective tool in the short term. The producer of the current Left Behind movie, Paul Lalonde, says that the idea for the rapture is relatively new in a historical sense, but, says Lalonde, so is the fact that the earth isn't flat. And a lot of people have come to accept that. He goes on to say, when I pointed out that there was a fair amount of scientific evidence to support the earth's shape, Lalonde says, well, there is going to be scientific evidence for the rapture, too, when we all disappear. Again, all of that and more in the LA Times article, Hollywood Gets Caught Up in the Rapture. And one of the reasons, quite frankly, that I did the cover story for the Christian Research Journal, it is available. You can subscribe online at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000 in the letters CRI. Also remember, for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, we'd be pleased to send you Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, by my good friend Oz Guinness. Again, available in a safe, secure fashion when you support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute at equip.org. I want to spend just a little time before we go to your questions with Larry Johnston. Larry Johnston is the executive vice president. He is the chief advancement officer for the Christian Research Institute. And he works for CRI for what he has described as an ontological imperative. Translated, that means that the Christian Research Institute is an imperative for the times in which we live. We are perfectly poised to make a difference as we stand on the threshold of global tipping points, a time in which faithful Christians can literally alter the trajectory of human history. So we're not talking about small issues here. We're talking about titanic issues. And I wanted Larry to address some of that right here today on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Larry, good to have you in studio.
Great to be here, Hank. It's been a few years since we've done this.
Talk about the ontological imperative for you. CRI is an imperative, but an imperative that flows from deep within the core of your soul.
As you well know, I've spent many years working with organizations that I felt had missional imperatives, that the mission of the organization was an imperative, or there may have been a strategic imperative. And I would resonate with both the missional and the strategic imperatives of many of those organizations. But the ontological imperative is one that so wells up from the core of my being that it is not merely cerebral, it isn't simply cognitive, it is existential. And one of the reasons for that is not merely because I have a decent grasp of the global landscape of what is happening to Christianity, both in the West and in the global South, but because I have three granddaughters that I love more than I love life itself, and I see them inheriting a world that is inconceivably different than the world that I have known. And frankly, I don't find that scenario encouraging.
Let's talk for a moment about the opportunity that CRI has to make a difference while there is yet time. As you know, I was in Chiang Mai recently working with missionaries, in other words, people who have their boots on the ground. And so many of those missionaries were desperate for ammunition. They see our flip charts. They see the resources that we have in the area of apologetics, in the area of biblical literacy, in the area of confronting or countering the cults, discipleship training, even evangelism training. And they see that kind of information that's user-friendly, and they're desperate to have it translated into languages like Mandarin, a billion Mandarin speakers on the planet as we sit here in studio. And the significance of that for me is that we have the wherewithal to provide the ammunition, but we have to have those who will stand before and with us to make this a reality, people that stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth.
Yeah, the scenario that disturbs me, it's doubly disturbing, is that while many Christians in the West have the ammo, they lack the will to stand and fight. Many Christians in the global South are more than eager to fight, but they lack the ammo. And an analogy that should be clear to anyone paying attention to today's news is like the Peshmerga fighters in the Middle East who are willing to fight and die to stand against the Islamic State. They do not have the resources that the Islamic State has. The problem with a great many Christians in the global South, especially new converts, is they're willing to stand, but they lack the tools to stand. Many of them don't even have Bibles, let alone the kinds of life-changing and country-changing resources that CRI's 55 years of accumulated scholarly research could put in their hands in their languages.
You think, for example, the issue of countering the cults. I was talking to one missionary who has had the privilege by God's grace to multiply his ministry since 2010 in the lives of 27,000 people who have come to faith in Christ. 440 house churches have come out of that just since, again, 2010. But the desperate need he was telling me about is for the materials of the Christian Research Institute, because he said to me that the cults are literally out-financing us, they're out-strategizing us, they're out-working us, and not only that, they don't have to work within Christian ethics. They can use sexual manipulation, they can use deception, they can twist the scriptures. So his plea was, please, we need this ammunition, and we need that ammunition now. And this is part and parcel of why we have initiated a global reach around the world.
And that global reach entails a two-pronged strategy, that at the same time that the sun is setting on the Western church and the trends are ominous, and please understand, I have zero interest in, nor do I embrace, any kind of fatalistic determinism. I just believe that a wise person proportions their belief to the evidence. And the evidence is that the sun is setting on the Western church. 23 of 25 major evangelical denominations in the United States are in decline. We are losing within the evangelical church 6 to 7 out of every 10 young people. Research suggests that in as little as 25 years, giving to all evangelical causes, Christian schools, colleges, universities, missions agencies, seminaries, broadcast ministries, giving to all evangelical causes in 25 years could be down by as much as 70%. For those of us who have spent a little bit of time in Europe and have seen some of the churches in Europe, what was once a thriving center of vital missionary outreach, many of those churches, hundreds if not thousands, are either now empty museums or they have been sold to Muslims and they are functioning as mosques. Our two-pronged strategy is both a defensive game plan in the West to be a catalytic agent for a desperately needed spiritual and cultural renaissance to revive the incredibly rich tradition of 500 years or so in the West, while at the same time there is an explosive growth in the global South. We witnessed China, where within a period of a couple decades, we have seen the most incredible growth in 2,000 years of the Christian church. So the two-pronged strategy entails reviving that part of the church where the sun seems to be setting and providing ammo, as it were, to those who are young Christians in many countries in the global South who have the zeal but not knowledge. They're like tumbleweeds. They have no root structure in faith and biblical grounding, and so they are often clueless, easy prey for cults who are not bound by any of the ethics that would bind real deal Christians. And what it says is, as a friend of mine has put it, as we look at the problems, as we look at the challenges, as we look at the intoxicating opportunities, while we cannot do everything, we must not do nothing.
Talking to Larry Johnston, he is the Executive Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer for the Christian Research Institute. And we are talking about the need for a renaissance. We need to rearm the church in the global South that desperately needs grounding. But we also need to look at the very real possibility of reviving the church in the West. When we come back from the break, I want to hold Larry over and talk for just a moment about how you can be involved as someone who has within them the power of one. You think about the power of one and you think it is nothing. It quite simply is not true. It is, in reality, quite something. We'll address that when we come back from the break. Remember, Renaissance, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Be right back.
Growing numbers of people are persuaded that the best days of the Christian faith are behind us and that our descent into a new dark age is gaining momentum. Is there a genuine hope for societal redemption and renewal in the midst of these troubling times? In his new book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness declares a resounding yes. When the gospel is lived out in practice, it is the most powerful force in history, both for individuals and for entire societies. The Christian faith has transformed entire cultures and civilizations, and Christians may yet change the world again if we answer the call to a new Christian Renaissance. To receive your copy of Renaissance as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. Or visit equip.org, equip.org. Hank will return in a moment. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Modernity has perverted our understanding of beauty with the corrosive acid of relativism in the same ways it has corrupted truth and goodness, and for the same reasons. Christians should be prepared to uphold the position that beauty is an objective feature of the world that is linked to truth and goodness by its origin in the nature of God. Other topics include Left Behind, From Root to Ripened Fruit, Jesus-shaped cultures, how faithful Christians have transformed societies, materialism for the masses, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Western cultural elites have disregarded God for more than two centuries. But now, in the early 21st century, Dr. Oz Guinness concludes that their movement from disregard to desecration to decadence is going mainstream, and the United States is only the lead society among those close to the tipping point. Is there genuine hope for societal redemption in the midst of growing decadence? In his book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness declares a resounding yes. When the gospel is lived out in practice, it is the most powerful force in history, both for individuals and for entire societies. To receive your copy of Renaissance as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. If you're feeling that a good number of vital signs in Western civilization are seriously declining, you're not alone. Troubling signals of a potentially dark future are increasing daily. In Oz Guinness's new book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, you'll gain vital insights into the massive challenges now facing Christianity and why another Renaissance is both needed and possible today. To receive your copy of Renaissance as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Let's get back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We're talking to Dr. Larry Johnston. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer for the Christian Research Institute. And Larry and I have been working together in one capacity or another for some 35 years. And we today are talking about the need for the resources of the Christian Research Institute worldwide. In the last segment, underscoring the need for the resources we have garnered over 55 years, particularly in the area of countering the cults worldwide. And Larry, God has opened some remarkable doors for us in places like China, where we have had the opportunity to speak with leaders in the Communist Party about cults from both a theological and a sociological perspective. God, in other words, has opened up doors. But one of the points that you have made, and I think very eloquently, is that the need in the Orient is for ammo. The Christian Research Institute is not trying to recreate the wheel anywhere. What we're trying to do is catalyze and resource. Expand on that.
Well, I think the hunger among Christians and young newborn Christians, not merely by the hundreds of thousands, but as we see in China, literally by the millions is such that they have the zeal, but they have not the knowledge. The infrastructure, the resources, the lack of seminaries, the lack of Christian colleges and universities leave them eager to live the Christian life, but without the tools and the resources that they need to become mature disciples, and not merely to stand effectively against the cults, but to be transformational agents for the kingdom. That they're not interested in private pietism, merely reading their Bibles, simply doing their devotions. They see the need for change. What they need are the resources to help make them effective in that change.
And how can those listening in make a difference? We talked just before the break about the power of one.
Yes, I think the first thing that needs to be overcome is the sense of helplessness that I'm just one individual. What can I do? Well, one of the things that I've heard that I really liked is, first of all, have no anxiety, waste no time wondering about whether or not God can use you where you are, because He certainly cannot use you where you are not. People who may be change agents within their respective spheres of influence can also be global change agents by standing with CRI in resourcing these initiatives in the West, in the pursuit of Renaissance and revitalization, and in the Global South to equip and empower these people who, by the millions, we were talking earlier about forecasts of where China is likely to be in a matter of years as a not just a global superpower, but perhaps the global superpower. Think of the impact in China mere years from now of possibly having hundreds of millions of passionate Christians. These are things that are so wildly, would have been so wildly unimaginable even 25 years ago. But welcome to the new reality. We're dancing with dissonance. There is a volume of change, a complexity of change, a pace of change that is rewriting the landscape of the earth as we talk. But while there are challenges within those changes, there are also unprecedented opportunities.
You spoke in the first segment about the terrorist group ISIS. They are effective and perhaps more effective than any other terrorist group simply because they have the resources. C.S. Lewis once did a turn of phrase on being divine saboteurs. So they are doing for a lie what we ought to be doing for the truth. And what C.S. Lewis was alluding to is that we, as those who have been called for just such a time as this, must sabotage the kingdom of darkness. But that takes resources.
Yes, C.S. Lewis, and you're referring to one of my favorite Lewis quotes. He said, enemy-occupied territory. That is what the world is. And Christianity is the story of how the rightful king has landed in disguise and is calling us all to take part in a great campaign of sabotage. Today, we need a massive wake-up call in the United States. You've heard me say somewhat tongue-in-cheek that my favorite definition of a conservative is someone who sits and thinks, but mainly sits. The problem with many Christians is that they sit, but they don't think. This is the hour to both think and act, and we need a massive clarion call to turn the CRI audience into an army of sanctified saboteurs.
Those that are willing to stand shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. And I suppose you are Exhibit A. You've worked with some of the most prestigious Christian organizations in the world over the last 35 years, and yet you have aligned yourself as a staff member of the Christian Research Institute. Why?
On the threshold, on the impending assault of the Luftwaffe on Great Britain during the Blitz, Winston Churchill said that on this battle hinges the future of Christian civilization. If we as Christians do not wake up, number one, if we continue to get these spiritual and cultural wake-up calls and just keep reaching over and hitting the snooze button, if history is any kind of sober teacher, if we don't get it, there will be hell to pay. What we're saying in the power of one is there is no one person who cannot make some kind of a difference. And as I said earlier, we cannot do everything. We must not do nothing. You and I have both talked about how we are in the fourth quarter of the game.
You're talking about in terms of our lives.
In terms of our individual lives, we've known each other for 35 years. We were fairly young pups when we met. Now we're in the fourth quarter of our respective games. We have an acute sense that the clock is ticking, that night comes when no man can work. I know you well enough, and I know my own wiring enough, that if I do not do everything that I can within the balance of time allotted to me, I will feel like I am AWOL. I'm no longer looking to the future quality of my life. I'm looking to the future quality of my granddaughter's lives. And if we look at the spiritual and cultural trends in the United States right now, it's not an issue of are we gaining or losing altitude. The real issue is that unless these trends are reversed, when are we going to crash?
What I'd like you to address in the remaining moments in this segment is the significance of joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. On this broadcast, I've also mentioned the fact that people can give a gift to the work of the Christian Research Institute if they've never given before. This is the time to do so, and we'll send them a copy of Renaissance. But while the individual gifts given this month are deeply appreciated and will be used around the globe to provide ammo for those who need it, there's a special significance to joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, or the support team, in essence, that is the grounding or the foundation for the ministry of the Christian Research Institute.
Well, there are not only very important and very clear economic or financial consequences with those who stand with us monthly, but there is also the realization that, as one great ad, I think in the Wall Street Journal years ago, put it, when you're trying to take a hill, good military metaphor, what matters most is not who is for you, but who is with you. The difference in the ministry of CRI between those people who are willing to say, Hank, I'm in, brother, I'm standing with you, not with one gift a year. If all of those people, and their name is Legion, if all of those people who make just one gift a year to CRI would do nothing more than make one more gift, the impact on the ministry would be sizable. But if those same people were to say, I want to be there monthly standing with you, it not only helps to turbocharge our capabilities in terms of what we can do, but for those people here who are 24/7 types in terms of what they're putting in with their intellectual sweat, their research, their service, what they're putting in to know that they are not alone, that people out there in growing numbers are standing with them, is just huge.
We need to catalyze, resource those around the world, not only in the West, but in the global South where Christianity is growing so rapidly. God's opening the doors. You can be the one that supplies the ammunition. When you give, you're not giving to us, but in a very real sense, and giving through us, touching the lives of people that perhaps you will only know from the perspective of eternity. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. That's where you can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We'll be back in just a few moments with answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Due in part to the popularity of the Left Behind novels, now a big-budget apocalyptic action film, millions believe that Jesus will secretly recapture his church 7 years before his second coming. But for 1900 years of church history, no one separated these two events. Christians today need to ask whether this doctrine and the dispensational theology from which it is derived have any basis in sound biblical exegesis. Learn how the Left Behind phenomenon has gone from root to ripened fruit in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Subscribe today by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Hank will be back right after this. In his book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness notes that after a half a millennium of dominance, the West is being eclipsed in the global era. The United States, as the lead society in the West, stands on the verge of relative, if not absolute, decline. Guinness sadly but soberly concludes that much of the Christian church in both Europe and North America is in a sorry state of weakness, confusion, unfaithfulness, and cultural captivity. Is there a reasonable hope for a turnaround in the midst of these troubling trends? A resounding yes is his conclusion, as he shows why the gospel is the most powerful force in history. To receive your copy of Renaissance, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Due in part to the popularity of the Left Behind novels, now a big-budget apocalyptic action film, millions believe that Jesus will secretly rapture his church 7 years before his second coming. But for 1900 years of church history, no one separated these two events. Christians today need to ask whether this teaching has any basis in sound biblical exegesis. Other topics include, did Jesus go to hell? How Does Sanctification Work? Part 2, A Mind for the Beautiful, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Most serious students of world history would identify the Renaissance as a key cultural movement that spanned the period from the 14th to the 17th century. Many astute observers of the West today would concur that a sweeping Renaissance is exactly what is needed now. In his new book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Oz Guinness surveys the great challenges facing the West today and why a Renaissance is urgently needed. To receive your copy of Renaissance as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. And by the way, we are going to go to your calls, believe it or not. I am so sorry for all those that are calling in and patiently waiting. I think what Dr. Larry Johnston, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer, has to say is timely, it's poignant, it's profound, it's necessary. I want to ask him just a couple of other questions, then we will go to your calls. And in addition, I'm going to stay here for an extra hour once we go off the air. I will get to you if you're hanging on, and if you're dialing in, I'll try to get to you as well. Again, the number 888-ASK-HANK is the number to dial. Larry Johnston, once again, is someone who has devoted his enormous talents, his time, his treasure to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, because he is convinced that this is as as Guinness put it, our Daniel moment or our Augustinian moment, and we dare not be ill-prepared to seize the hill. God works through means.
He works through means, and he works through people. And what greatly alarms me is the number of Christians who have embraced a posture that this is all up to God. While I would honor the intent behind that, that is frankly naive, because it is clearly not all up to God. We cannot do his part. He will not do our part. And a part of stewardship is not merely the stewardship of our finances. It's the stewardship of our time and the stewardship of our talents. And the reason why I have pushed the pause button on nearly 40 years of consulting with a good many of the leading Christian organizations around the world is because, just like Winston Churchill on the threshold of the Battle of Britain, I realize that if we lose this battle, all could be lost.
We're offering renaissance, the power of the gospel, however dark the times. From your own personal perspective, as someone that's very well read, how significant a work is this?
It is in my frame of reference, a must-read book. Many of us are bibliophiles by temperament. We read a great deal just because we cannot tolerate the alternative. We have what the scholastics called the libido scientia, the lust for knowledge. We are wired in such a way that we just are driven to know more. But there are a great many books out there that, the truth be told, are pretty thin soup. It's pretty fluffy stuff. For serious thinkers who are familiar with Oz and some of his other work, who appreciate the depth of his insight and his penetrating grasp of some of these issues, I would suggest to some people, if you are a serious Christian in the sense of you want your life to make a difference now, I would say, this is a must-read book.
And it is available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. You can get your copy online at equip.org when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Do remember as well that you can talk to one of our resource consultants. They're standing by, the number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. One final question. Oz Guinness says something in Renaissance that I think is poignant and profound. What changes the world is not a fully developed Christian worldview, but a worldview actually lived out in Christian lives that are the Word made flesh again. We talk at the Christian Research Institute about standing with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. And I don't think that we want to undervalue this whole matter of life, because we as Christians are not just waiting to die so that we can go to somewhere up in the sky. We have the ever-present life of Christ within us. We have the life of the one who spoke and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence. We have that life within us. And I think it's important for people to not only recognize that, but recognize that has been a lost message in the evangelical church in the West.
Well, it has been, and I think it is more than a little meaningful that the Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, encouraged him to lay hold of the life that is truly life. The clear implication being to me, if there is life, that there is truly life, there is another form of life that is something less than that. It is, if not a counterfeit, it is some monochromatic, one-dimensional grasp of life. rather than the fullness of life of the one who came, not merely that we would have life, but that we would have abundant life. And some of what we have discussed in our private conversations is the interdependence of the way, the truth, and the life. Woe unto us when we bifurcate those into silos and think that truth is somehow detached from the quality of life. If someone is familiar with the 20th century, and especially if we were to talk to someone who is a survivor of the Holocaust, I don't believe that you could find any survivor of the Holocaust who would tell you that the absence of biblical truth did not have a fateful impact on millions and millions of lives.
Larry Johnston, again, he is the Executive Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer for the Christian Research Institute. And we appreciate his passion, the expertise that he brings to the Christian Research Institute, and the encouragement for all of us to stand shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. When you give this month to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, literally around the globe, we'll send you Renaissance, the Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times. I'm a good friend, Oz Guinness. Also want to remind you of the words of Larry Johnston as he was encouraging you and I to become monthly Bible Answer Man support team members. If people would give more than once, or if people would give on a regular monthly basis, it would turbocharge the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team on the web at equip.org. And when you do, I'd be pleased to personalize one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour. Once we go off the air, we'll continue taking your calls. I'll start that right now. But you can start dialing right now, 888-ASK-HANK, and you can dial that for the next hour. I'll be taking your calls right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. First up today, Jason. He's listening in Fenton, Missouri on Bot Radio. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Hank?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I want to thank you for your ministry. You're definitely had an impact on me, so I definitely appreciate that. My main question today, though, was really didn't have anything to do with the show, although I did appreciate the show. My main question has to do with, I'm trying to learn the difference between the Western Church and the Eastern Church of the earlier years, like from the 5th century to the 8th century. And I'm trying to figure out like what Bible version the Eastern side used, like where the Byzantine area, Constantinople area was. Because it seems like the Western side had Jerome's Vulgate, and it seemed like the church kind of adopted that as their official Bible. But do you know what the Bible was for the Eastern side?
Well, this is a very complex question, and I don't know that I can unpack it fully on the Bible Answer Man broadcast in a soundbite, but I can tell you I've written about this in the introduction of the Legacy Study Bible. I can also tell you that the Eastern Church to this day holds to the canon that we hold to, but they also hold to another canon that they put on a second footing. And the books that they put on a second footing are very, very significant from a historical perspective in that they fill in so much of what we would call the silent years. A classic example of that would be the books of Maccabees, in which you see the historical reality of what happens with respect to the end game of Daniel's prophecies, what happens under the Syrian despot Antiochus IV Epiphanes. And you see not only the desecration of the temple under the Syrian Antichrist, but you also see freedom for the Jews under Judas Maccabeus, which becomes a type of what happens when Jesus provides complete freedom for those who place their trust in him. If you want to hang on, I can send you some more of the historical data respecting your question. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Mark. He's listening in Wichita, Kansas, Bot Radio. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Hank, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, you know, the 144,000, my sister, who's a Jehovah's Witness, believes it's 144,000 are the first 144,000. I know you've written about that. David Jeremiah just last week was talking about the 144,000 being Jewish, Jewish men who were of really high rapport and really wonderful people. And I heard a little bit of your comment about that. I'm really confused about, I mean, I know you're thinking the 144,000 is really a number that represents those who know Jesus as their Savior, who are born again. And so that is a finite number, correct? But I'm confused why David Jeremiah numbers these people as human beings and being Jewish, and you, I don't believe you do you?
No, I mean, this is the full complement of God's people from every tongue and language and nation and people. It is the purified bride that the bridegroom carries over the threshold of Jordan into the New Jerusalem. It is the New Jerusalem. It is the new heaven and the new earth, and it represents the full complement of God's people that inhabit it. And it is very akin to what happens when John hears about a lion and he turns to see a lamb, or when he hears about the 144,000 and turns to see the great multitude. On one hand, they are numbered. On the other, they are numberless. I've written about this in some detail in a couple of places, including the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. As mentioned, I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour once we go off the air. Continue taking your calls. If you're hanging on, please be patient. And if you're dialing in, do remember the number that you can start dialing at this very moment, 888-ASK-HANK. I'll be answering your questions when you dial 888-ASK-HANK for the next hour. Start dialing now. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your support and your prayers. See you next time with more.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Western cultural elites have disregarded God for more than two centuries. But now, in the early 21st century, Dr. Oz Guinness concludes that their movement from disregard to desecration to decadence is going mainstream, and the United States is only the lead society among those close to the tipping point. Is there genuine hope for societal redemption in the midst of growing decadence? In his book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness declares a resounding yes. When the gospel is lived out in practice, it is the most powerful force in history, both for individuals and for entire societies. To receive your copy of Renaissance as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.